Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, hello. This is Positive Phil. How's everyone doing today? Not so Positive Phil at times. I know, but I have good intentions as I scream from the watchtower. We have a great show for you. We really do. My new favorite entrepreneur. Yes, Jeff Webb. He's the president of the International Cheer Union, the founder of Varsity Spirit. It's like a $2.5, $3 billion brand, and the father of modern cheerleading. Yes, over the course of his 40-year business journey, he has gone from starting his cheerleading company out of his apartment in 1974 to securing it as an official Olympic sport in 2021, influencing millions of people. Millions! What are you doing to help people? What am I doing to help people? I don't know. I'll do more. We'll do it together. I love my job here. I meet awesome people and I can share a little bit of, you know, their insight to you. Do you hear this jam in the background? I need music throughout the day. I really do, especially in the morning. It gets me going. All right, let me play a clip of our conversation with Jeff Webb. Here it goes.
The word entrepreneur has been kind of almost commoditized now. Anybody with a brand new company can say, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, an entrepreneur, really, someone who has vision, who takes their own personal risk, and you're able to create strategic growth, usually over the years. It's a tough time for people starting businesses now with a lot of the regulations, uncertainty. I think it's a tough time, but it can still be done. The most important thing, I think, is to find something. People say, something you enjoy. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Something you believe in, something that you think makes a difference. It makes a difference to you, and it makes a difference to the people that you're trying to serve. If you can find that, it helps you get over the tough times, because as you and I both know, there are going to be good times and bad times, and you got to get through those good times. You have to have a purpose, and it has to have something that has real meaning.
I love it. I love it. I love you guys. All right. What else are you doing today? Oh, to live a good life. And we all have potential for it if we learn to be indifferent to what makes no difference. Oh, you know what this means. Time for this motivational corner. Check this out, all right? Here we go.
There will be plenty of opportunities to get discouraged, to lose your passion, and think that it's not meant to be. But if you're going to reach your destiny, you have to have a made-up mind. If you give up after the first time, or the fifth time, or the 30th time, what that really means is you didn't want it bad enough. There should be something you're believing for that you are relentless. You are not moved by how impossible it looks. You're not discouraged by how long it's taking. You don't give up because people told you no. Your attitude is, if I have to believe my whole life, I am not going to stop believing. I am not going to take no for an answer. I'm not going to settle for mediocrity. I'm going to keep pursuing what was in my heart.
Just do it. I love it. Keep moving forward. What do they say? Crush it. Keep crushing it. Bain Capital, I've worked with Bain. Bain Capital Private Equity bought Varsity Brands in 2018 for $2.8 billion. We have the true guy on the line. True entrepreneur, great, great, wonderful person. Check it out. I'll introduce you to him right now. Today on the show, we welcome Jeff Webb. Jeff, I've had misconceptions about cheerleading my whole life. I thought cheerleaders were, and I shouldn't say this, but, you know, just were there to look pretty and were a little mean at times.
Yeah, that is quite the stereotypical image. I'm not going to lie. You need some counseling here, brother.
I apologize to all the cheerleaders out there. Okay, Jeff Webb, you've built a brand, Varsity Spirits, what, $2.5 billion brand. You're changing millions of people's lives in a sport, an industry that's actually there to encourage people. How did you start?
Well, I was a yell leader at the University of Oklahoma when I was in college. And my summer job was as an instructor for a gentleman named Lawrence Herkimer, who had a company that did some camps and uniforms. And it was just kind of my summer job. And I toured all over the United States teaching at these camps. And then when I graduated from college, I went to work for him full time. Supposed to be temporary. It ended up being temporary, but he wanted me to be permanent. But when I did that, I kind of came up with this. You talked about the old image of cheerleaders. I would still disagree a little bit then, but at that point, it was a leadership activity. I mean, it was, it had some athleticism, but mostly it was about generating school spirit on campus, in the community, being at the games, leading the crowd, which is great. Those are all fantastic things. What I wanted to do was kind of modernize it, was kind of the concept I came up with, and to add athleticism and entertainment. And I tried to do that within the company I was with, and it couldn't really move the needle. So I just said, well, I believe in this concept. I think I'll start my own company, which I did, raised just a little bit of money and started out very small. I was 24 years old, and I set up the first headquarters of Varsity Spirit in the second bedroom of my apartment. There were two employees, and kind of came up with a whole curriculum about how to do all these, the things you see now, all the acrobatic stunts and cheerleading to music and things like that. And then built that into curriculum, started doing camps for colleges and high schools. It took off. It became very successful. We eventually added competitions, kind of came up with the concept of the modern day competition with music and judges and so on. And it got that on television and eventually moved to ESPN. And then we also decided to develop a line of uniforms that would allow cheerleaders to do functionally the athletic things we were teaching. And the company just grew from there. And still at the heart, I know I left Varsity full time in December, you know, after founding it and leading it for a long time, and thought it was time for me to move on and do some other things. But very proud of the legacy and very proud of what everybody that was on the Varsity Spirit team for all those years did, and I think continues to do, to make it a great organization for young people to be a part of.
So 40 years ago, you're sitting there in your apartment, and I just can't get over this. You're looking like, oh, you know, with the back in the days, like maybe I'm aging myself, but the wool sweaters, you know, the happy days. And
that's it. Yeah, with the one single letter right on the front. Right?
That's it. So one of my best friends right now is a cheerleader. You know, I do adopt the highway programs and I do the food bank. Yeah. And she's like, oh my gosh, this is all we used to do. We're in the community. And I'm thinking, I never knew any of this.
Well, it's been an interesting ride. And, you know, one of the things that for me all along was that I wanted to do something that was good for people, and in particular, young people. And, you know, there are now literally millions of kids participating in cheerleading all over the country, not only in schools, but also in private gyms. There's a kind of a segment, kind of the club segment, if you will, of cheerleading. They call it All-Star, that has developed. And now, of course, it's global. We have an international federation that has 117 different member federations from around different countries. It's been really gratifying to see develop. And the main thing for me is if I go to a camp or I visit a competition, I still get kind of that feeling in my stomach about, wow, this is a great thing to do, when you see the effect that it has on young people and how interested they are, and it gives them something, a team to be a part of. And, you know, I have parents through the years, I've had so many parents talk to me about the positive effect that participating had on their kids and their lives. So I've been very blessed to be able to do something I love and to have it really make a difference.
Tell us a little bit about Tokyo.
Well, you know, I talked about our international federation that we created. We didn't do that with the ultimate goal of just getting cheerleading into the Olympics. When we began to get a lot of inquiries, I mean, this goes back nearly 15 years, where when the internet started becoming more ubiquitous, that we started getting all these inquiries from all over the world about, you know, we've been able to see on the internet, American cheerleading. How do we do it? How do we get started? How does one learn to do that? And we started sending instructors really free all over the world to kind of plant seeds, if you will, and train coaches and train athletes. And eventually, you know, it just kind of, it took hold. But what we found out was that in many of these countries, to be able to grow a sport, it's not like what happens here in this country. If you and I decide, you know what, in our neighborhood, we're going to start a new lacrosse team, right? We just go do it, right? I mean, we don't need anybody's permission. And, you know, we affiliate with parks and recreation. We just do it. Many of these other countries, they don't have the kind of a broad and affluent middle class that can do that. They have to get support from the top down, from their government, where they so they can get facilities and equipment. They just need that. Well, what we found out was, as we were trying to say, what can we do to build cheerleading in these countries, is that for a government to recognize a sport and to support it, it needs to be recognized by the International Olympic Committee. We went, okay, how do we do that? They said, well, you've got to have a federation. So literally, that's how we started. We invited some people in from several countries. We created the International Cheer Union, and then we set about over the next 10 years.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Really trying to grow it, trying to add countries and with educational programs and a world championship. And we did the kind of things from a governance standpoint that are required by the IOC. And, you know, we submitted our application. We went through several years of false starts and delays. But finally, in Tokyo this year at the meeting of the IOC, we were granted full and permanent recognition. It was a long, tough road, but worth it. It really bodes well for the future of our sport.
I feel like doing a cheer for you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. It wasn't just me. There were a lot of other people that helped on it.
I'm looking online how big this whole industry is, and you're considered the father of modern cheerleader, but you've seen this growth, but it probably wasn't always easy.
No. I talked about those early days and running the business out of my apartment. There was incredible travel and, I mean, going all over the country and setting up in these high school gyms at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday to teach these teams and driving 10 or 12 hours home. We were really undercapitalized, so we were living on the edge of running out of money and all the anxiety that that brings with it. You know, I wouldn't trade any of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think all of those things help contribute to kind of who I am and maybe a certain level of confidence. And really, as I look back, to help create an egalitarian culture for the company that I think has served it well.
They say it's one of the most dangerous or challenging or hardest sports out there.
Statistically, cheerleading kind of falls in the middle. It's not one of the most dangerous sports, but it's had a reputation, not earned, by the way, but nevertheless was there for having an inordinate amount of injuries. But when you really look at the facts and the statistics, it's not right. There have been times, remember, we kind of created cheerleading from the ground up. And we were making, in the early days, we were making it up as we went along. There were no classical instructions for how to get in a certain pyramid. We had to kind of make it up. And there's no doubt that as we did make it up, when we found things that were dangerous, we developed safety rules and actually prohibited those things. But when you compare cheerleading to other sports, it's kind of right in the middle. I mean, there's no question that it's unique and that you have individuals counting on each other. Think about that. That, you know, okay, well, I'm up in the air. Well, if the people below me decided they want to go have a sandwich right now, I'm in trouble, right?
Right.
And
right. The flipper.
Yeah, that's right. There has to be that trust and that training. But if it's done the right way, it's a relatively safe sport.
Were you ever a cheerleader or did you think that? Now, you're an entrepreneur, but did you have a feeling when you were younger that maybe this is what you were going to do?
I had no idea when I was younger. You know, I played all kinds of sports and did all the intramural sports in college and wrestling. But frankly, in my senior in high school, We had a kind of a co-ed cheerleading team, you know, half men, half women, kind of classical, what you would see back from the 60s and 70s. So I did that. And then I was a cheerleader for 1 year when I was in Oklahoma. So that's kind of how I kind of got the bug. And I kind of began to realize this is something that I can really contribute to and kind of got in my blood. And the rest is history, I guess.
What are you most thankful for?
It's interesting because I have so much to be thankful for, you know, from being fortunate enough to have a great and supportive family, but also just the enthusiastic trust and support of so many thousands of young people over the years that were really part of Varsity Spirit and helped propel it to be a great organization. So it hasn't been without its trials and hasn't been perfect. There are things that you can always do better, but all of those young people and their trust helped us develop a culture, which I am very, very thankful for and proud of. That culture was not only just about being competitive and trying to build a great organization, but it's also about being supportive of the people that were colleagues and the young students who participated in our program. So I'm very, very thankful for the culture that was created at Varsity Spirit.
Well, I'm thankful for you, thankful that you're doing what you're doing. What's next?
We're now interested, since we've been recognized, in pursuing participation in the Olympic Games. And next on the list would be LA, because Paris is already full. So we'll be making our pitch to the organizing committee there sometime in the next few weeks and see where it goes.
Do you have any words of encouragement from young entrepreneurs, young cheerleaders out there?
Yeah, well, we can do both. I think for cheerleaders, you know, there's been some publicity around all youth sports as far as, you know, some of the lack of supervision. I mean, the worst case that's been publicized, of course, in gymnastics. You know, cheerleading does not have that kind of problem, but all youth sports are at a point where we need to all be very careful and very vigilant about protecting the athletes. But what they should know and what their parents should know is that the vast majority, the great, great majority of people that are involved in cheerleading at every level, coaches, athletes, gym owners, people who run competitions, vendors, they're in it for the right reason. And it has the potential to have a very positive influence and impact on young people. And pick the program you participate in carefully. But I think you're going to find that there's a lot of opportunity for some great things there. As far as entrepreneurs are concerned, that's something I speak on quite a bit. You know, the word entrepreneur has been kind of almost commoditized now. Anybody with a brand new company can say, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, an entrepreneur, really someone who has vision, who takes their own personal risk, and you're able to create strategic growth, usually over the years. It's a tough time for people starting businesses now with a lot of the regulations and uncertainty. I think it's a tough time, but it can still be done. The most important thing, I think, is to find something. People say something you enjoy. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Something you believe in, something that you think makes a difference. It makes a difference to you, and it makes a difference to the people that you're trying to serve. If you can find that, it helps you get over the tough times, because as you and I both know, there are going to be good times and bad times. And you got to get through those good times, you have to have a purpose, and it has to have something that has real meaning. So that would be my advice.
Oh my goodness. I just want to give you a big old hug. You're awesome, man. I'll be
Thank
your
you
cheerleader
so
over here. I apologize for my misconceptions. I cannot believe you built this, and cheerleading is based on encouragement. How awesome.
You're right. Thank you. And by the way, as far as your misconception, believe me when I tell you, you're not alone. But thank you for giving me the platform to talk about the good things about cheerleading.
Awesome. I wish there was an app. You know, I'm trying to close a business deal this week. And, you know, maybe like 4 or 5 cheerleaders come over to encourage me. I think there should be cheerleaders on demand.
You know, it can be arranged. Well, good luck with closing that. I got a feeling it's going to come out all right.
It will. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate
My
it.
Pleasure.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
That's what we're doing over here at the Positive Phil Show. Share. Share the love. All right. And remember, PositivePhil.com. You can talk to me, email me, text me, do whatever you want to me. Enjoy the rest of your day. And all there's anybody still listening, give me something to believe in. All right. Talk to you later. Bye, everyone.